And welcome to Center Stage Minnesota. And Center Stage Minnesota is made possible with funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Coming up in the next hour, we are going to hear a feature interview that Maddie Frick sat down and talked to Joey Ryan and the Inks, who are about to release their second record coming up this weekend. And we'll hear all about that a little later in the hour. We're going to hear some music from The Hang Ups, Spy Mob. I've got February lined up, a couple from Low, and some jazz eventually from the Bill Lang Trio. We're going to start off with a band that was the Minneapolis precursor to the New York-based band Hold Steady. They were called Lifter Puller, and from a 45, actually, this is a song called Slips Backwards. We'll be right back. That's from the Magic Castles, from a record called Dreams of Dreams of Dreams, a band I've really been enjoying a lot lately, and kind of got a Galaxy 500 kind of Velvet Underground little bit of a feel there, and that's the Magic Castles with Letterbox. Before that, we heard from the Hang-Ups, a band from a release put out in 1993. It was the debut on Twin Tone Records for the Hang-Ups. We heard a cover of 8 Miles High, and that comes from an EP called Coming Through. We started the show with Lifter Puller from a 45 single, and we heard the song Slips Backwards. You're listening to Center Stage Minnesota. My name is Charles Polkerbeck. I'm your host for this hour of the program, and coming up, an interview that Matty Frick did and produced with Joey Ryan and the Inks, who have a new record coming out this Saturday, and they're playing a CD release show this Saturday as well. And we will hear from them in a little while. We're going to hear one from the new record from Duluth band Low, and we're going to hear, well, they have a new record out this year called Come On, and it's a fantastic record. I think it's going to make my top five for sure, and I don't know, it may be number one for the year so far. I just think it's a fantastic record. Before that, we're going to hear a Low song, doing a cover of a Soul Coughing song called Blue Eyed Devil, and it comes off a record called Telecon, We Want the Airwaves. It was put out, it's a compilation put out by a group called Americans for Radio Diversity in the 90s, and it included a number of bands all kind of coming together as a reaction to the 1996 Telecommunications Act. From that record, this is Blue Eyed Devil by Low.
Cool on the bathroom. As a child, I in between the pages, cutting secret phrases overhead. The things we turn our back on when we're older only drag us back into our bed. Something's turned. Fire to the ocean, pirates making liars out of men. No, I don't think we'll ever see their faces. I don't think we'll ever see the end. Something's turned. Just because you never hear their voices, don't mean they won't kill you in your sleep.
That is Lowell out of Duluth from their record from this year called Come On, Something's Turning Over is the name of that song. And we heard before that from also from Lowell a cover of a Soul Coughing song from a record called We Want the Airwaves, put out by Americans for Radio Diversity. It's a compilation of different bands coming together for that effort. And right now we're going to hear from Joey Ryan and the Inks. Matty Frick talked to them, to him, and so here's some music from them, and then we'll hear Matty's interview.
Well, hold your papers up high, forget all your worries. Well, troubled poets can't die, they're the meat of the story.
Show. was The Troubled Poet from Joey Ryan in the Ink's new album, Dennis Lane, that releases this Saturday. I'm Maddie Frick. Joining me now on Center Stage Minnesota is Joey Ryan. What kind of music do you guys play?
You know, it's kind of a tough question to answer. I know we're supposed to have this prepared anytime anyone asks you a question, but I guess I would kind of call it melodic indie pop. We draw influence from a lot of different stuff. I mean, there's five guys in the group, and all of us carry our own influences. But I'm kind of drawn to a very kind of sunny 60s pop sound. And some of the other guys bring in some more of the kind of alt-country influences, that kind of thing. And they mesh in an interesting way. But I would say kind of a sunny indie pop, if you would, I guess.
Of what you get inspired by other artists, how much of what you hear actually influences your final product?
I think it's probably more of a subconscious influence. I mean, I have to imagine that it has a pretty big influence on the stuff I'm writing. Most of what we create, I have a little trouble pointing back to a specific influence or anything. I kind of feel like we do our own thing, which I like. But I have to imagine that, you know, all of our influences play a pretty big role in what ends up happening, just kind of through our own filter. And you know, we don't really set out when we're writing a song or anything like that. We don't set out trying to emulate a certain sound or trying to go after a certain vibe of an artist. We just kind of let it take form of what it is and are normally pretty happy with the end result.
Who is in the band?
It is me, Joey, and I do pretty much all the songwriting. And once I have, what I like about this new record, once I have the basis of a song, rather than before where I would kind of flesh out most of the parts and pretty much all of the ideas, now it's to the point where I kind of have the basis of a song idea, and then I bring it to the rest of the guys who are, Chris Mitchell plays guitar and sings, his brother Matt Mitchell is on bass, and Tim Dixon plays keys, and our drummer is Ryan Mock. So what I like about this new record is it's been more of a collaborative effort where we're all kind of getting our hands on the song from the get-go and forming it as we go rather than me formulating a lot of the stuff in my head prior to bringing it to them, which is a lot of what happened on our first record.
So what's the band dynamic like then?
Pretty laid back. I mean, we're all really good friends. It's a very friendly atmosphere. I mean, the band dynamic, I guess, is essentially kind of what I was just talking about as far as me having the songs and bringing it to them. And, you know, normally the song ends up completely different than what I would have had in mind, and I think in a much better way, because they all bring really cool, you know, influences and ideas to the table. So it very laid back. We don't take anything too seriously and just kind of, for the most part, fly by the seat of our pants a little bit.
I heard you guys are pretty good at basketball.
I can play a little bit. I actually played college basketball at Augustana College, which is Division II. So I have a long history of basketball. The rest of the guys, you know, they might be able to throw a ball around a little bit, but they don't play a whole lot.
I also heard that you have your own recording studio in your basement. What's that like?
It's actually incredible. I feel pretty privileged to have the opportunity to do it. All five of us kind of had our own pieces of gear and own knowledge going into forming this band. We kind of accumulated what we thought we would need to be able to record ourselves, and our drummer, Ryan Mock, went to school for recording and engineering. So he has a super good knowledge base as far as the engineering process, production, and recording, and all that kind of stuff. It's essentially in my basement. I mean, that's actually, I live on Dennis Lane, and that's kind of what we've called the studio itself and what our new record is titled as well. We have pretty much unlimited access and unlimited time, which is fantastic, but can also bring its drawbacks as well, because we kind of have to get to a point where we call it quits and don't over bog the songs down a bit. But no, super laid back recording atmosphere, which I love. You know, no tight deadline or high bill as far as renting out a studio or anything like that. So it's been really nice.
Where do you prefer to play?
Well, really anywhere that would have us. No, I mean, there's a lot of clubs around town that we play pretty often. Our CD release party is at the Triple Rock Social Club, which is in Minneapolis, coming up this Saturday. We really like that venue. I mean, Minneapolis is great because there's so many really great music venues. And we don't really have a specific preference. but what we're trying to do with this new record is try and get out a bit more in the region and kind of play, like we're playing in Madison at the High Noon Saloon in September. So we want to get out of town a little bit more. So, I mean, my preference right now would be to kind of expand our music and get it into new hands outside of the local area.
So you have a new album coming out Saturday. What's the album like?
The album is called Dennis Lane. It's got 11 tracks on it. And I mean, it builds on our first record for sure. I mean, it carries a lot of the same qualities as far as having, you know, some pretty lush vocal harmonies and backups and certain things like that. I'm drawn to this record a lot more than the first because kind of what I touched on before, there's more, a lot more of the full band collaboration happening. So I think it's resulted in a little bit more depth in the song structure and using parts and sounds a lot more purposefully than the first go around. The recording process was much smoother this time around. We didn't have the hang-ups as we did on the first record, and things seemed to fall in line pretty easily. So I think it resulted in a much more polished record, which I'm really excited about and pretty proud of so far.
So what's next for the band?
You know, the big thing right now is the release on Saturday, and we're focusing a lot of energy on that. That's the, you know, really the next big thing. After that, we will be playing a really cool thing called the Soundtown Music and Camping Festival in Somerset in August. It's like the 18th, 19th, 20th. And really excited for that. It's with some really big national headlining bands, the Flaming Lips and the New Pornographers and Devotchka and Ockerville River, and then a couple more really, really great national bands, and then a really large handful of local Minnesota bands too, which is kind of an odd mix, and I haven't really seen it before, so I'm really excited to see how it comes off. I think that'll be a nice chance for us to get in front of a little bit bigger of an audience as well, so that would probably be the next thing on the radar.
That's Joey Ryan of Joey Ryan and the Inks out of the Twin Cities on Center Stage, Minnesota. Thanks for joining me, Joey.
Thank you very much for having me.
This is their song, Northern Lights, on KAXE.
The Northern Lights fall through our windows above the chimney stacks and all the little houses on Dennis Lane are sleeping on their backs. But one pair of eyes remains open, wide, floating with the snow. Sleep and dream.
Thanks to Maddie Frick for doing that and for conducting and producing that interview with Joey Ryan and the Inks. They've got a new record coming out in just a little while, and you heard it here on Center Stage Minnesota. My name is Charlie Polkerbeck, and I am your host. Spy Mob was a band that has an interesting story. Really good pop band out of the Twin Cities that got signed to a major label on Elektra Records and then got dropped. And the record that they produced for Elektra was kept, was never released to their ownership. So really, basically, the record disappeared other than you could buy it at a live show, which I did. It was called On Pilot Mountain. And they also, interestingly enough, were the backup band for the that played live on stage and the live instruments in the studio for the band NERD on their first record. But from On Pilot Mountain, this is German Test Drive from Spy Mob.
When autumn rains come and the ground rarely feels completely dry, and I'm test driving cars on mountain roads. Tonight.
blessed with a dream, but you know you only need to bleed it down.
Probably one of my top five songs. I would put slowly working them into these shows. That's Actual Condition from Warehouse Songs and Stories from the immortal Husker Du. And before that, we heard from another one from that compilation we heard from earlier called Telecon Volume 1, We Want the Airwaves. And we heard this time we heard from Matt Wilson, who was a member of the band Trip Shakespeare, brother of Dan Wilson, and very capable musician on his own, never quite got as famous as Dan, obviously, with his band Semisonic, but probably an equally talented musician. there was a Twin Cities news, or I guess you call it a local rag, called Squealer, that was a music magazine during the 90s, and they put out a compilation called Shuffle This. From that, we heard from the band February with Coming to Spy Mob, started off that set from their practically invisible record because it was held captive by Elektra Records, called On Pilot Mountain. And from that, we heard German Test Drive. You've been listening to Center Stage Minnesota. My name is Charlie Polkerbeck. I've been your host, and we're going to go out tonight with some pretty free jazz, again, from the Squealer Presents Shuffle This. This is the Bill Lang Trio. Ha ha ha!
Thank you.